The General Treasurer of the Assemblies of God Church Ghana, Reverend Samuel Atubento, has asked Ghanaians to reject politicians who engage in insults on the airways ahead of the 2012 elections. He said when such politicians are rejected, they'll learn to conduct themselves in public and restrain themselves from using bad language. Reverend Samuel Bento was speaking in Accra at the 15th anniversary of the Israel branch of the Prevailing Center of the Assemblies of God Church Ghana. Yvonne Atilago reports.
Reverend Samuel Atubento said the peace that the country is currently enjoying must be sustained, therefore anything that will destroy the peace must be discouraged. He said gaining political points is not by hurling insults at political opponents. Rather, issues of national interest involve dialogue, self-control and patience. Reverend Bento asked Ghanaians to be on the alert to reject politicians who use insulting language to serve as a lesson to others.
Reject those who think that insult will end them both. I want you to know that Ghana will continue to maintain its peace. Those who desire to insult people should be rejected totally. And I want to say that Ghana is for all of us and it's not for any one politician. And we're not going to allow the politician to mess up this nation. By sitting on the radio and the television insult elderly people who have made it in this life. They are supposed to be role models.
In a sermon titled Declaring God's Faithfulness, the district superintendent of the Assemblies of God Ghana, Reverend Godson Asigbeche, said the peace that the country is currently enjoying is as a result of God's grace on the land. Therefore, it is important that Ghanaians give honor to God in all things. He asked the church to always pray for the country and its leaders. The resident pastor of the church, Reverend Humphrey Hagan, announced some development projects to help the community.
Our way forward now, we have as our vision to increase our membership by 100 every year. We also have in mind to set up a school, primary through to the JSS, to set up a vocational school. The community is about to start a police post, and after it takes off, any logistics that we can give them to do the work effectively, we are going to give to them.
Reverend Humphrey asked the youth to use their time profitably and not engage in activities that will lead them astray.
Yvonne Atilogo reporting. Meanwhile, the General Secretary of the Christian Council, Reverend Fred Digby, has asked Christians to get involved in platforms which seek to promote peaceful elections in the country. His comments come after the Council and the Action Faith Chapel Church organized an all-believers prayer and all-night session over the weekend to pray for peaceful elections next year. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Reverend Digby asked politicians to desist from the culture of insults when discussing national issues. Reverend Digby spoke to Jennifer Dulabi.
Politicians come and go, but Ghana is still what it is. We are all one people. So insulting your brother just because you want power is not the best of things to do. And also we can see that politics is a very competitive thing. We're praying and talking and working so that we can have a free and fair election, which will be the basis for any type of peace that we desire and require as a people for development.
In this sense, what would you say should be the contribution of the church in ensuring the free, fair and transparent election?
As you may be aware, the churches have been involved in voter education, monitoring of elections. We are an active part of civil society, CODIL, Civil Forum Initiative. We're involved in all kinds of platforms that seek to work towards a successful election. So it's not only a matter of praying, but in addition to praying, we find church members actively involved in all facets of this country's political landscape. Apart from our members who are in politics and apart from some who would want to be elected into political offices, our message to them and to the whole nation is that we should do what is right. It is God who gives power, God takes it away. That nothing like the end justifies the means, because at the end of it all, politicians are only stewards. We are caretakers. The real owner of this world is God. And he will ask you what you did about the office that he put you in.
General Secretary of the Christian Council, Reverend Fred Digby, talking to Jennifer Adulabi.